This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. The U.S. has a lot of immediate problems to solve. We've been talking about a lot of them. Test and equipment shortages, a nearly frozen economy, tens of millions of newly unemployed Americans. But at some point, we expect, or at least hope, life will return to something like normal. And you've sent us a number of questions about what exactly that will look like. To help us answer them, we are joined by Dr. Caroline Buckley. She is an epidemiologist at the Harvard Teach Chan School of Public Health. Dr. Buckley, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We have a lot of questions. We're going to get to as many as we can. So we'll start with a question about a possible vaccine.
My name's Jim Shores, calling from Birmingham, Alabama. And my question is, with what confidence do the experts believe we will be able to come up with a vaccine? I know they have one that sort of works for the flu, but they never made one for herpes, and they never made one for AIDS. So I'd just be interested in anybody's ideas about that. Thanks.
Dr. Buckley, what do you think?
Well, so these different viruses, influenza and HIV, which causes AIDS, they're very different viruses. And the thing about them is how quickly they change, their mutation rates and how they circulate in the population. I think we still have a lot of questions about this coronavirus with respect to immunity, whether we actually generate strong immune responses after we're infected. We still don't know that. We know that for other seasonal coronaviruses that circulate every winter, for example, there is some immunity, but the immunity tends to wane after about a year. Mm. And so the acceleration of the vaccine development is going forward very quickly at an unprecedented pace, but there are still questions about whether we are able to generate strong immune responses and how long they might last.
Can I just follow the listener's question, though, and ask, is it possible that there won't be a vaccine?
Well, I think there will be vaccines. The question is whether they will work well and how long immunity will last, and whether, for example, the vaccine elicits an immune response that's as strong or stronger than the natural immune response that we get following an infection. And there's still just so many unknowns. I think it's important to remember that we only have known about this virus for the last few months. And so we still don't know how well the vaccines will work, but the trials are ongoing now.
And this is a question from a listener who's asking about life after a vaccine is developed. Let's hear it.
My name is Caitlin, and I am from the Dalles, Oregon. And my question is, now that COVID-19 exists, I'm wondering if it will become a regular virus that will float around the world regularly, running its course indefinitely. And I'm just comparing that to, like, cold and flu season. Will we now have a COVID-19 season regularly?
Yes, that's a great question, and a lot of that depends on what we learn about immunity again. And if we have immunity that wanes or stops after a while, then we'll be susceptible again. And so then we have the possibility that this will become one of the seasonal circulating coronaviruses that we already have that come up every winter and circulate regularly. Again, until we understand the nature of the immune response, it's hard to say. And then, of course, the other factor is how many people are infected in this first pandemic. If sufficient numbers are infected and we have some immunity, then it is possible that we can eliminate the virus altogether. But I think most likely this will be, we will have some kind of resurging waves of this disease for a while.
If you have a question for Dr. Buckley, we invite you to send it to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or on social media. You can use that hashtag NPR conversation. Here is another caller.
My name is Jeff McMurray from Salt Lake City, Utah. My question is, there's a lot of interest in when this will be over. And of course, the answer to that is always it depends. Given that it depends on a lot of things, what are the milestones we should be looking for? What kind of changes in data will give us indicators that we're on our way out of this?
And of course, this was the question of the day today, wasn't it, Dr. Buckley? So as an epidemiologist, what are you going to be looking at?
Yeah, so I think it's really much too early for us to be thinking that we're close to the peak here and to be relaxing physical distancing interventions. I think the key data that we need now is testing, and not just testing to see if you have the virus or not, but testing for an immune response to the virus. So after you've been infected, assuming that there is some level of immunity to prevent reinfection, we want to know how many people have had the infection altogether, because that will help us know whether we're really close to the peak or whether we still have a long way to go before we can reopen. Not only that, it can allow us to start sending people back to work who might have already achieved immunity. So those tests are just starting to become available, and we'll know a lot more. And one of the reasons that we are so uncertain on how many cases we have right now is because many, many people are having infections with mild symptoms. They're not going into hospitals and getting tested. And some people appear to have no symptoms at all for the whole of their duration of their infection. And so until we really know how many people have been infected using these types of approaches, we really won't be able to say where we are with respect to the peak or how long it's going to be before we can start to reopen the economy.
We're going to need to take a short break in a moment, but let's see if we can squeeze another question in before we do. This is another question from Salt Lake City, and this is from Stephen Thompson.
We are currently socially isolating to flatten the curve, but when we go back to normal, won't we increase the curve again? Do we anticipate multiple social isolations? If so, what will be the metric used to determine whether or not we need to isolate going forward?
Doctor, what do you think?
So that's a great question. I think that we are absolutely going to anticipate that we might have resurgence if we go back to normal. And indeed, I don't think going back to normal is something that we can expect anytime soon. But even as we relax physical distancing intervention little by little, there may need to be tweaks. We may need to start isolating again. And to know how to do that, we're going to have to really take care to be testing adequately so that we can pick up and detect upticks in the number of cases and act accordingly. We need to be responsive to changing patterns of infection in the community moving forward. So I think that that's going to be absolutely critical. But yes, the risk of resurgence is real, and we're definitely anticipating that we might have to do more than one round of isolation.
We have lots more questions for you, Doctor, so we hope you'll stay with us. We need to take a very short break. More questions with epidemiologist Dr. Caroline Buckey about what the new normal is going to look like. We hope you'll stick around for the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.